I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go, we
go. Last night, I'm a bit tired again today because I finished off Baby Reindeer on Netflix.
Did you only start that? Like, literally, you were only telling us about this yesterday.
This time yesterday, I saw four episodes. The best thing about it is they're about 34 minutes. There's one 25 minutes. There's one 40 minutes.
All right, so they're doable. And it's eight episodes, is it?
Eight episodes.
Okay.
And it's about a guy getting stalked. And the guy who wrote it, created it, produced it, is also the main actor in it as well.
Who is he? Do you know his name?
He's a comedian. But it's just, we were talking a tiny bit about it yesterday, how frustrating it is, because there's so many moments throughout the whole season, this isn't a spoiler, where you're roaring at him going, go to the guards, tell them this thing happened. And it's kind of like he's enjoying the fact that he's being stalked.
Oh.
Like there's some horrific things happening in it, but we won't talk about them. But there's other bits where you're kind of going, you're an Egypt. Like, you're an Egypt. You are literally plumassing this and making this happen and wanting, I don't know if anyone can feel it, 0876797104. It's definitely worth a watch.
I just have an image of you sitting, well, walking past your house and the TV's on and all you can hear is Crossy going, bring it to the guards.
Yes.
Bring it to the guards.
The guards need to be rung.
Ring the guards. Well, I was like that last night. It's just because it's very, there's parts of it. And then there's some parts of it where you feel sorry for the stalker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You feel sorry for the girl herself. Now, the only problem is, he's come out now and he says, you need to stop looking for the people who this is based off. Right. And then I'm kind of going, well, don't make the program then, because the natural thing for humans is to look for the person.
And that's what everyone's doing on social media.
Oh, and I found the girl last night.
I went through it.
But it was very easy because there's a line that she uses.
Okay.
And we can't say this hour of the morning, but that lady tweets him that line.
Oh. And do would we know anybody in this? Like, is he a famous comedian?
Or is it like American?
The
famous
room, no, English. This chap was English. He played the Fringe. Like, Fringe is in it.
Yeah, yeah.
He played Fringe. Just there's certain things now where I would say there'll be a few solicitors knocking on his door because there's a lot of accusations of a lot of people that are in this. Kind of going, hey, this isn't me.
You would have thought they would have cleared all that before they aired it.
Yeah, but surely as well, he can kind of be like, yes, it's based around a fictional story. Like, surely he'd be able to get away with it from that. But I didn't realise it was that close. I thought it was.
Yeah, it happened
way
in 2015 to 2017. And the lady in question had stalked previous people and had done some wild things to previous people. And still the guards were like,
No, when you're saying wild, is it like
I wouldn't talk about it. It'd be inappropriate.
So that kind of wild. Okay.
Like, we'd be calling out a phone number afterwards.
Oh, dear.
Like, it's just, it's one of those things you're watching it. It will make you angry. It will make you sad. You couldn't even, every episode you're going, I couldn't even tell you what's going to happen next because it's that crazy. But if anyone's watched it, 0876797104, it's good. Eight episodes, like 30 minutes long each.
So there won't be a second series, this, obviously.
No, definitely not. Like, it's over. It wrapped up, and because your man's real. Wow. Like, he was on Lorraine the other day talking, and I'm kind of looking at him going, wow,
right,
you
so
are.
Tell us again where we can watch this.
Netflix. It's called Baby Reindeer.
Okay.
... Sent from my iPhone.
Right.
That will make sense to a lot of people if you're listening.
Everybody's talking about it. I'm gonna have to give that a go this weekend.
Perfect weekend watching.
Oh, is this?
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, here, sure. We just got a message in from Emer saying, totally agree, Crossy. I couldn't tell if I felt sorry for him or not. So they did after episode four. But yeah.
After episode four is a one that there's a warning beforehand. It is that it's that chilling. But after that, it's not. But I ended it last night going, oh, would you ever just go in?
All right, okay.
That was my ending to last night's episode.
And sure, you only have to give up two evenings to watch it.
Yeah.
Or didn't produce it, Eve. One day.
One day.
She did it one day. That's commitment.
So Britain's Got Talent, Jim.
Yeah, so I've seen.
You are a fiend for this.
So while you were, I'm a fiend.
That's the only way I can put it.
Okay, that's a nice.
What time is this morning? 16 minutes past 7, and Zainab already has a clanger.
You're a fiend for this. Okay.
A fiend for the Britain's Got Talent.
I was on board where you are, Zainab, years ago.
Yeah.
You right now you hate Britain's Got Talent.
I can't stand it. Even the little ads. I go.
What drives you mad?
I was the same. Okay.
Until have it on the Alicia Dixon show.
Yes, until last year I was the same, right?
Yeah.
So I started watching it, and I watched it with the kids, so they love it. So it's actually very funny to watch it.
Okay, with their reactions.
As a family kind of thing. But I couldn't stand it before, especially Williams. I can't watch anything with that guy in it.
No, me either. He's a big turnoff.
A big turnoff. So yeah. I've now caught up with it. There's 3 hours of it. Now, if you fast forward through the ads, it's only about 2 hours. But like... I've seen it all, and the winner has already been on. Like last year,
Golden Buzzard.
Three Golden Buzzards in two shows.
But aren't they throwing out the Golden Buzzards?
Yeah, 17 I heard.
What do you mean 17?
Yeah, I think Kyle's son does a Golden Buzzer.
What?
Alicia's daughter.
He's always hovering. He comes on.
Little Eric
with his little flat top, doesn't he?
Or Eric. It's a real elfful name, isn't it?
It is. You don't know I don't know many kids actually, I don't know any kids called Eric. Except for this one.
Well, he's probably named after Kyle's dad.
Maybe his dad or something like that. Yeah,
brother or something like that.
Anyway, look, he's going to be a star.
He's going to be a star. So Bruno's very funny.
I like Bruno.
I love Alicia's, so animated.
Alicia's cool. I love Alicia. Right, Amanda. You don't like Alicia?
I just like her from her Mystique days, and then she just got very loud. She's gorgeous.
She's very loud. She's extremely loud.
You could possibly deal with the loudness. Sometimes.
Simon. Well, no. Simon has mellowed a little bit.
Oh, Simon has.
Yeah.
Is he less like? I don't like that song.
Yeah,
I love that
a lot
song.
Less.
Taglines.
I know that Amanda Holden says every. So if Crossy, if you, what actor would you do if you're on Britain's Got Talent?
I would sing.
Right, I'll be Amanda Holden.
What are you going
to say? That is the best singing performance we've ever heard on this show. Cut to the dog one. That is the best dog performance we've ever seen on this show. That's the best opera performance we've ever seen on this show. Even though there was two opera winners before, the fellow is pretty good.
But anyway. I don't know. I think again, Sharon Osbourne damaged her now for me. Beforehand, she didn't really do anything for me. Like, I was just like, there she is.
There's also something about Ant and Dec. I don't know what it is, but it feels like they're over. There's something in behind the eyes. It's like they don't want to do it.
Oh, they've kind of, they're phoning it in.
I think they've checked out. I don't know. But then at the same time, you can't really say that because it's just a feeling. They're not the same as they used to be. I don't know what it is.
It's ever since they split up for that. Remember, Ant took a bit of time off. Yeah. I've found since they came back, it looks a tad bit strained, that their relationship just looks different. Maybe not strained, just a bit different.
I feel like before they were always living in each other's pockets, and now it's more of a kind of, is it more of a work? You kind of see them, they probably only see each other really at work.
I get the impression they still love each other, but I don't think they love doing it anymore.
I'm a Celebrity was the exact same.
Yeah.
I watched I'm a Celebrity and went, these lads, they're not arsed, which is making us kind of feel not arsed watching it.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know what it is.
It might be over Alicia's loudness and Amanda Holden's same line.
Do you know what, Jim? Do you know what it is? Women supporting women. That's what
that's what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
In fairness, Amanda's louder than Alicia, but like, I haven't noticed the loudness too much. But I thought Alicia adds a kind of. At least Alicia's had a career.
Yeah, you want to sing what ass? Hey, you
know. I'm a woman's gal. Okay.
Yeah, woman.
What did you think about Alicia? No, I don't like her. She's too loud.
She's very loud, though.
Yeah. I like Mystique, but I don't like her presenting.
You know Travis Kelce?
Yes, of course.
He's living the life.
Is he famous, is he?
He's now even more famous than he ever was before. He's dating the biggest celebrity in the world, Taylor Swift.
Right.
She's on a tour. I'm almost sure that whatever he plays, he's football, isn't it?
NFL.
I think that's on a break now. I think that doesn't come back for a while. So he's able to kind of walk around with her and do whatever he wants to do. But the only thing is, she's so security-led and so, because she has to be, but he's got a podcast with his brother.
Yes, it's very good.
So it would be like two players playing for Liverpool talking every single day on a podcast, you know, because everyone's locked in. They can't really talk.
Yeah.
Anyway, he rips it out. The brother rips it out of him and goes, just basically in Dublin language, the state you heading down to Australia.
And is he going to attend the whole European tour as well?
I think so.
He went to Asia as well, didn't
he? Sure, wouldn't you? If your other half was going on a cool, basically on a working trip, and you got a free hotel, I'd be there.
I'd say the hotels would be pretty good as well. They're not
I think
be,
they would be, yeah.
They
no
won't
holiday
be Airbnbs,
ins.
Will they?
No.
Have a listen to the brother ripping it out of him as he heads to Australia. Well, he's back already, but you know.
Trav, what the hell is your life?
Dude, I have no idea.
Yeah.
A lot of false media being tossed out there, but I'll tell you what wasn't false, and it was when I landed in Australia and seeing all the cameras and...
Yeah, you're like the Beatles. You're like Yoko Ono.
I'm like the Beatles. Yoko Ono. Was that a speed skater?
Doesn't know who Yoko Ono is.
You thinking of Apollo Anton Ono?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hilarious.
Yoko Ono. No. I don't even know the full story of Yoko Ono. I know that she was with John Lennon, and that's about the extent that I know. She might have been a figure skater, actually.
Taylor won't like that reference.
Why?
Well, because you know,
she broke the band up, didn't she?
Well, she broke the band up, and then
I forgot about
it
that.
It didn't end well for poor John.
I suppose like the Sonny to her, the Cher. Do you know what I mean? You don't even have to be of a certain age to get that reference.
Yeah, again, right. Not a good reference.
Oh, yeah.
Probably too old. Yeah. But even like, I think he's a bit dim. The fact like, I know nothing about your one, Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
But the fact that he doesn't even know she exists. That's scary, isn't it?
I just love as well he went figure skating. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I was skating.
Look, he has the looks. He's talented. There was something he was going to fall down on, and that's what it probably is.
We'll let him away with it.
Macaulay Culkin has been speaking to Jimmy Fallon about the Home Alone being on TV all the
time. It's something
that's
there. It's like a thing. Really, it's like you got like a new girlfriend, and then, you know, you're just flipping through the channels, and then there's Home Alone, and she's like, huh? Hey, you wanna watch it? And I'm like, you wanna watch Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin, don't you? And she's like, yes.
but do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I have indulged that. And most of the time, I'm just muttering my lines under my breath. And I was like, keep the change, you filthy animal. Like, you know.
He's seen that movie more than anybody before, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
That is so funny. I wouldn't mind. It was literally on last weekend. I can't remember what channel it was on, but I was flicking around and I was like, seriously, guys, it's April.
I really can't stand any TV show or movie that's related to Christmas. If it's in the wrong month. Christmas time, December, yeah. But like when you see it in April and June.
What about Halloween-y movies? Or the Halloween Simpsons version.
Yeah, no, I skipped them as well.
Oh, really? You can't do it?
They're of the time. They should be around the time. Come here, you know the way we were talking about that? Mm. About him watching Home Alone?
Yes.
Do you go home then, like last night, on the Virgin Media Plus One and watch yourself with Trevor?
Do you?
No.
Do you?
No, I don't. Don't.
Stick it on.
Do you listen to the best of the Strawberry Alarm Clock on Saturday morning?
Oh, I do, yeah. Oh, I do, know. Do yeah,
no, I do, it's
yeah.
a good show, that. Yeah. You should listen to.
Are we not live?
7-4.
M104. Giving you the chance to win big with a sleek brand new Jeep Avenger. Let's go. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the
car. And breakfast anywhere continues this morning because we are on Camden Street. As you know, we can breakfast anywhere, and today it's on Camden Street. That's where we are, and that's where the lovely Jeep Avenger is.
So many people have popped up here already, and they've sat on the back seat of the Jeep Avenger, took a 10-second video with the FM104 Roadsters, and then they're hopefully going to be called out here in FM104 in the next few days.
It's so quick to do. There's so many people just heading on their way to work, some kids heading to school, and different people popping into the car. So if you are around in the area, definitely chance your arm, because it's a very, we haven't said it once before, a very nice
it's
car.
It's beautiful,
it's a
right.
beautiful
so
car.
So we're looking for finalist number 3 now, please. Do we have any clues?
So the first clue is, it's a lady.
Oh,
hey, right.
And this woman did her video in Liffey Valley on Sunday.
Okay.
Do you want more clues?
Any of the locations that you've ever done these things in, if you've been to any of the locations so far, you're in with a shout every single day, so make sure you're listening.
Yes, you always go back into the pot.
I'd love another clue, yes.
Okay, so we're going with, first of all, she's a girl, a lady.
Yep.
She was in Liffey Valley on Sunday. The next clue is, we're going to describe what she was wearing.
Oh.
She had an NY baseball cap and sunglasses on her because Sunday was lovely in Dublin.
It was very sunny.
So maybe she's been to New York recently, or maybe she just likes those kind of hats.
Yeah. NY baseball. Yeah, New York baseball caps.
And she was holding something as well.
What was she holding? She was holding something big.
Yeah. She was holding a red and white balloon. A red and white balloon. I feel like that just rules out a lot of people.
It rules out everybody. If you were there on Sunday wearing a New York baseball cap and holding a red and white balloon, which is very good colours for our station. Thank you very much.
We like
for your brand awareness.
And if you're a girl.
Yes.
So
there's loads of clues there. We're looking for this person. They have until 9 o'clock this morning to be a finalist to win a brand new Jeep Avenger.
If you are with this person on Sunday, make sure you message her and tell her to get in touch on 0876797104 because, yeah, time is running low.
Right, it's time for this. Let's do it.
The stakes and double the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Ince 2 Grand.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Okay, so who have we got on the call today?
We have Siobhan on the call. Hey, Siobhan, how are you?
Hi, good, good. How are you?
Good. What are you up to today?
Working away, yeah.
Can you tell us what you do? Tell us what you do.
I am an accountant.
Oh, good with numbers.
Do you have a pair of Vajas?
Hopefully there's no number of questions.
Do you have
She has
she
a pair of Vajas.
She definitely does.
I do, yeah.
It's the stereotype. Now, in fairness, Crossy's not an accountant and he also has a pair. So...
starting to look like he's good with money.
Right, we have 10 questions. We are going to give them to you. If you get them all right, you'll get €2,000. You can pass on them. Okay. If you don't know an answer, we'll come back to it if we have time. Strictly 60 seconds. Have to accept your first answer and no mess, no Googling.
Okay, Siobhan, we are rooting for you. Get more Vajas now with €2,000. Bam.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1, go.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
What's the name of Batman's car?
Pass.
What's the name of the retro video game featuring a yellow character being chased by ghosts?
Mario.
What Corkman has a Friday night TV chat show on BBC TV?
Pass.
What's the stage name of Robin Fenty?
Pass.
True or false, Idina Menzel sings Let It Go only 9 times in the song Let It Go and Frozen?
True.
What does a herbivore eat?
Vegetables.
Which has more kilometres of track in total, the Dart or the Lewis line? Both lines.
The Dart.
What actor plays Alfie Moon in EastEnders?
Pass.
Who is older, Margot Robbie or Gavin James?
Margot Robbie.
And what is the largest of the Canary Islands called?
Lanzarote.
And we had a few passes. What's the name of Batman's car?
Oh. Batmobile. Oh, you got it in there.
You got it in. You got it in there,
Siobhan.
That was terrible.
Well, it wasn't good, Siobhan. That's the first thing we're going to say.
But be honest with you. You've got great energy.
We won't contradict you.
Yes. Okay, we'll go through these now.
Question number one. What's the name of Batman's car? The Batmobile. Correct and right. What's the name of the retro video game featuring a yellow character being chased by ghosts? The answer is Pac-Man. You said Mario. You passed on this one. What Corkman has a Friday night chat show on BBC One? How do you not know that?
Corkman.
Oh, Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Question number four. You passed on this one as well. Robin Fenty is also known as Rihanna. And number five, true or false, and Idina Menzel sings Let It Go only 9 times in the song. You said true. The answer is false. She sings it 20 times.
Oh, I was thinking there's lots of Let It Goes. Okay, question six. What does a herbivore eat? The answer is plants.
He's a vegetable.
Let it in. That's right. There you go. Tick, correct. Okay, which has more kilometres on the track in total? So yes, the Dart is correct. So it's got 53
kilometres and the Lewis has less.
Just less numbers. What actor plays Alfie Moon in EastEnders? The answer is Shane Ritchie. Who is older, Margot Robbie or Gavin James? You got that right with Margot Robbie. And which is the largest of the Canary Islands? Is Tenerife.
Oh God, that was terrible.
We got...
I think you got 3 out of 10 today.
Oh, look.
Lovely.
They didn't, not so bad.
As a great man once said, they didn't suit you. That's all.
They didn't suit you. No. But you've got a great laugh. You're full of joy.
And you're working from home.
Yeah.
What else could you want?
Yeah, it's all good.
Thanks a million for playing.
Thanks so much, Siobhan.
Instagram returns tomorrow. If you got 10, let us know.
N104. Giving you the chance to win big. With a sleek, brand new, cheap adventure. Let's go. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
Okay, so we're going to take a ride. We're going to... I think we've located our contestant.
I have to say, everybody we've gotten so far have very good friends because we have been getting WhatsApps in saying, we know her, she's going to call you in a minute. So seriously, if you have entered the competition, make sure you are listening and get your friends and family to listen just to make sure that you don't miss this opportunity.
Okay, well, let's give her a buzz. We've cross-checked the old phone numbers. And let's see if we can get her.
So this should be Shamila.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Is it Shamila? Shamila.
Oh.
How would we pronounce your name, Shamila? Is it Shamila?
It's Shamila. That's fine.
That's
yes.
Perfect. Shamila. Shamila DeRay, you were on Sunday. You were in, it was a Blanchard's Day?
Liffey Valley on Sunday.
Yes.
Wearing a baseball cap,
yes,
and sunglasses. And where did you get this red and white balloon from? I feel like that's what we all want to know.
I got it from a party and I knew that I had to come prepared.
Excellent.
Bring a prop, guys. That's what Shamila is teaching us.
Did you get a phone call? Did you get phone calls from your friends this morning to tell you that this was happening?
Yes, so I got phone calls from friends on their way to work listening to FM 104 and they're like, please call in, you won. And I was like, okay, I haven't won yet.
You haven't won yet. So that's
like,
the thing.
Hold on, friends.
You are now in a very enviable position where you are the third finalist. You will join us
for a very
special final and one of you will win this beautiful Jeep Avenger, okay? So that's going to happen in a couple of weeks. So,
Shamila, what would it mean to win a brand new Jeep Avenger? How would it change your life?
Honestly, it would mean the world to me. So I moved over from South Africa and I've been walking around using a little scooter to commute all over. And we all know whether it rains, you get caught in storms. It would just be ideal to have this Jeep Avenger. Additionally, think about it. Ireland has the Wild Atlantic Way. So to road trip would just be perfect.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and you don't want to do that on a scooter, Shamila.
No, definitely not.
The scooters are cool, but we're like, this is an upgrade in a big, big way, right?
Yes.
So, best of luck in the final. You are a third finalist, and well done, and thank you for listening, and The Breakfast Anywhere celebrations continue. The Jeep Avenger is here on Camden Street if you want to come down and enter for tomorrow. Shamila, we'll talk to you on the final.
Dublin's FM4, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and in studio is comedian Kevin McGahern. Good to see you again.
What's up, Shams?
What's up? Are you well?
I'm very good. How are
you? I feel flattered to be called a sham.
Yeah. I know, I'm bringing it back. Yeah. Bringing it back.
That's not too bad.
It's a real Midlands colloquial term.
Yeah.
Like friend.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Sham.
Sham Boss. I went to school in Granard where there was a lot of like, how are you, Sham? How's it going, Sham Boss? And he felt cool.
Actually, I remember there's loads in Boffin where I'd go and they'd always call you Sham. And I was like, oh, I'm a friend. I'm in.
I know somebody who says, calls everyone Slim. All right, Slim.
Oh, I like that.
Everyone's
Ooh.
A real Dublin.
Yeah, I like
All
that.
All right, Slim.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Only blokes, though.
Only lads. And here, you are here chatting to us because you are doing the Liberty Hall.
I am indeed.
The Liberty Hall on the 26th of April of a Friday.
Of a Friday night.
And it's called Shy Talker.
Shy Talker.
What are we talking about?
Very careful saying it pre-watershed.
Yes. Oh, yes, this is true.
I just
Oh, my God, no.
I cross into this every time.
I walk into it.
I specifically call it this name just so I could trip up presenters.
What's
it called again, Zainab?
Shy Talker.
Very good.
Say it very fast.
Will I?
Yeah, go on.
Shy Talker. It's called Shy Talker.
Shy Talker.
There you go. Bam. And I did it.
I hear the Bee Gees singing it when I said Shy Talker.
Oh yeah, I like that.
That's the way we're ending.
Should be my walk on music.
It should be.
Ooh,
yes.
What is your walk on music?
Have you figured it out?
At the moment, I've been picking. It's like a remix of Black Betty.
Oh,
excellent. It's like a really fast version of Black Betty.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, Black Betty. Ram-a-lam.
Do you put much thought into the walk-on music?
Is it just you want to pick something. It's kind of the same as like when a wrestler picks music for like WrestleMania.
Yes.
Or a boxer. You want to pick something that gets the crowd going.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you don't want to do smooth jazz. Or
no.
Or like I remember Homer Simpson had, why can't we be friends? Why can't we? Not a good walk-on music.
Yes.
You just kind of want to put people in a good mood.
Yes.
I suppose, yeah.
Jams.
Yeah.
Big jams.
Crowd pleasing jams.
I've noticed on TikTok a lot of Republic Italy stuff is coming up.
Yeah.
Do you see it quite a bit? Are people tagging you going, there you are?
I do, and it annoys me because I'm like, oh, I should have put these up myself and got all the followers.
You should have.
Oh,
you should have, yes.
I've never thought of that.
Same with Damon Savage and The Savage Eye. There's two really good, funny shows.
Yeah, yeah.
People have to go back that far to find the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm hoping that RTÉ gets on TikTok soon and realizes that they've got a lot of good stuff in their back catalogue.
Yeah, yeah. It's some great stuff. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Also, another thing that's on the back catalogue, Hardy Books.
Oh my God, yeah. It's had a kind of a renaissance.
Yeah, because now it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
So
what?
Yeah. So now I'm guessing people are kind of going, oh my God, it's SIM card.
Yeah, like, there's like a whole new generation, but then you feel so old because you're like, oh, I remember. How's it going, SIM card? And you're like, oh, how's it going? They're like, oh, I remember when I was like 8 years old, I used to watch you on the telly and I'd have to sneak down with my bowl of Rice Krispies.
Wow.
And I was like, get away from me, you little...
No, there's like 10 U4 tickets for Liberty Hall.
Yes, actually.
And come on down. I'll take all comers.
Yeah. You can meet SIM card in the flesh.
I'll take children's money. I don't care.
Yeah. So we were discussing this before we started. You're at the sharp end with the children at the moment. You've got two little bambinos.
I do indeed.
How's the sleep?
It comes and goes.
Right.
That's the best thing about touring is that you get to stay in a hotel bed.
Oh, yes.
Far away from your family. It's washed and clean. There's no vomit on the bed at all, as far as I can tell. So it's great. I love it.
And how do you make the phone calls then to your other half and sound guilty?
Yeah, you have to put a lot of effort into that.
The
drive was awful. Yeah. I hit a deer. How are the kids?
Hope everything's up. Miss you. Miss
fine.
You lots.
It's fine.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I put a lot of effort into making it sound like this is a real job. My child-free friends, I say child-free, not child-less.
Yeah. Yes.
They like when they talk about like, God, I was so hungover yesterday. Mm. And I was like, that sounds like a dream. I have memories, happy memories of hangovers.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, you have two different takeaways in the one day.
Yes.
You watch three films.
Yeah.
And like, I'll take a headache over like not dealing with people hitting me in the head with a rubber hammer.
Do they make it into the set? Are you talking about
them?
Yeah,
there's a lot of giving out about them, yeah.
Okay.
They'll love it when they grow up.
Yeah, I feel like when they hit teenage age, they're going to like give out about me a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm just getting in there.
Get a head start.
Get a head start in the slaggins.
Absolutely.
100%.
And here, Kevin, I met you, we're probably going back to like 2010,
right.
I'm going to say. Do you remember how we met back in 2010?
In Virgin Media?
No.
Where?
Oh.
No.
Where?
I hadn't even stepped foot in Virgin Media at that point.
Where was this?
We both auditioned for Bulali drama.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We're going.
Oh my God.
So I remember when I saw you on Republic of Telly, I was like, oh, I know him. So I met you at the audition where we had to do improv. Okay.
Right.
We all stood in this massive circle, and how it worked was one person would get in into the middle, and then another person would join, and you'd have to make up a random story. Okay.
Yeah. You would, yes and.
Yes and. Exactly. So Kevin got into the circle. Okay. Yeah,
he'd be good at that.
He was good. Obviously, very talented, yeah. Right?
No.
So then I'm there going, okay, I better come into
He's
the circle
cringing
now.
Here now. Do you obviously know? Do you know what's going to happen?
Do you remember where this goes?
I can't. I'm go on.
Okay, so Kevin's in the circle. I enter, and Kevin goes, "Ah, there she is, my exotic dancer."
Oh,
this was before the Me Too movement. Okay,
I was thinking on his feet.
Thinking on his feet, and I was
and
like,
"What happens next?
Say what you see. Say what you see."
You looked very exotic that day.
I did. Thank you,
Kevin.
You
looked exotic. You wasn't like you weren't wearing like a welding helmet.
No,
and a pair of overalls. Like, you looked very exotic.
He was like, here she is. So I was like, da-da-da-da.
You did
it. Da-da-da-da. I was yes-anding.
Yes-anded.
There you go.
I forgot about that.
So then any time I would see you, so literally, right, for years, watching Hardy Books, watching Republic of Telly, I was like, lads, do you know how I know him? He called me his exotic dancer.
This man forced me to dance in front of people.
In front of people.
I'll bring it back.
And she just did it just there again.
And I just did it again. Da, 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 da.
Thank you for choosing this moment on live radio to cancel me.
There
with
we go.
Cameras.
Yes, choose my moments. Choose my moments. But no, it's been brilliant to see you excel.
Oh, thank you so much. Same as you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh my God, I'm watching your star rise like a lovely big rising star.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. Cheers.
Yeah, get over it, lads.
No.
Shy Talker is coming to Liberty Hall, April 26th. Kevin McGahan, it's great to see you.
Great to see you guys.
And
thanks for having me on.
But did you say break a leg? What do you say?
I think you can say break a leg.
Break a leg with the shows. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Lovely.
Cheers,
thanks,
man.
Guys.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock with Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
I need to ask you guys a question, right?
Okay.
So I joined the gym recently and I've been out of the game. I've been out of the gym game for a very long time. So I forget what gym etiquette is. Right.
Okay.
So you guys have known me now for like a bit over 6 months, right?
Yeah.
And you know that I'm a smiley person.
Very.
Okay.
Yes.
So when I'm strolling down the road, I'll give like a, you know, a smile.
Hello.
I find it hard to walk past people and like look down on the ground and like not smile at people.
Okay.
So when I was in the gym the other day, I'm there walking around kind of like smiling at people, right?
Yeah.
Then my other half comes over and he's like, could you stop? Stop doing that. I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, that's not what you do here. He was like, you're going to be giving off the wrong signals. Because it's kind of like, he's like, it looks like you're looking.
Yeah, it's kind of an eyes down type scenario, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, people are grunting. They don't want people coming up and smiling at them. It's like, what are you smiling
no,
at?
No, but you know, if you're passing somebody by.
See, the fact that you go to the gym with your other half kind of,
to
me,
together,
is another issue in itself.
We're not working out together.
If you were on the phone, Zainab, right? If you're on the phone, I wouldn't smile at you when you're on the phone. So let alone if you're working out.
What do you mean if I'm on the phone?
But you're quite quiet. Like, you're quite shy, I would say.
Yeah, but I wouldn't interrupt. If she was in the middle of doing something, if she's on a phone call, I wouldn't come up and just start smiling. So if you're in the middle of a workout and, you know, lifting weights or running or whatever, I wouldn't come up and just go,
no, but if you lock eyes, if you make eye contact, do you just dart your eyes away? Or do you smile?
See, that's weirder. That's if you dart away, that's weirder. You need to just go, how are you? And just keep going.
How are you? Yeah, that's fine.
Or are you waiting for like a full-blown conversation with someone?
No, but I did have an awkward moment where I was doing my stretches, right? And I was doing like, you know, like the downward dog one. And you're kind of looking under yourself, right?
Right.
I awkwardly made eye contact with some guy.
That's
that
not
was
the time. That's not the time to make eye contact. Especially that's
like
not the time to smile.
Yeah,
don't smile either. That's not the time. No.
It was accidental eye lock, and I went, oh, okay, I'm looking at myself. Okay.
That's when you definitely look away in an accidental eye lock.
Okay, right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, what gym are you going to? Because we're not going to go to that one.
Oh, right. Well, here, somebody just messaged in saying, you should have waved.
You should have waved. While you're doing the downward dog, you would have landed on your face. Right. Okay.
I'm still none the wiser. But anyway,
I think in the gym situation, everyone's just doing their thing. You just it's eyes down. You do your own thing unless you're being helped by somebody.
Okay, I'm an overthinker, and I'll be like, I think I'm rude now.
Yeah, not rude. Just keep the smile until outside.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily, and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.